You're listening to Byline on WFPL. According to reports filed with the U.S. Treasury Department, Kentucky and Indiana have spent just a fraction of some $371 million they received from the federal government to help people who've been laid off keep up their mortgage payments. In Kentucky, it's called the Unemployment Bridge Program. In Indiana, they call it the Hardest Hit Fund. So why such low participation? We're here to talk about it is Chris Otz, who's been writing about it for the Courier-Journal. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good to have you. First of all, how does this program work? Is it a loan program?
It is a loan, but it is a forgivable loan. So when you get into the program, the state puts a lien on your house. You have a closing, just like you would have a closing if you were refinancing or getting a new mortgage. But if you stay in the home for a certain period of time, in Kentucky it's 5 years, in Indiana it's 10 years, the loan is forgiven.
Oh, I see. And this is for people who have lost their jobs only, right?
Yes. The main way that the states tell whether you're eligible for the program is if you are receiving unemployment insurance or if you're eligible or if you have been recently. Kentucky, you can be a small business owner, and if you can document a drop in income from some sort of self-employment such as that, even if you're not covered by unemployment insurance, you can still get into the program. But Indiana pegs all of its eligibility to the unemployment insurance system.
So how much, or I should say, how little of this money has been distributed in the two states?
Yes. Kentucky is spending at a little bit of a faster clip than Indiana, and they've spent about $27 million, I believe, of about $150 million, according to the most recent quarterly reports on this. And Indiana has spent about $13 million of $220 million or so.
So still a lot of money in the bank. Why
Yes.
are people getting on this?
Well, there are a couple of explanations. One is that this program just might not be very well known. Even though it is such a big benefit for homeowners who are in the program, the word has not necessarily gotten out. And the states say that they are really stepping up their outreach efforts. They're doing, you know, aggressive radio ads and trying to get more people into the program. Another reason is that it almost sounds too good to be true. And it's true that there are a lot of scams out there for people who are facing foreclosure. They get letters, because this is all public record, and they get letters in the mail that say, hey, I can help you get out of this problem. You just need to pay me a certain amount or whatever. And so when a program comes along and says, hey, we can pay your mortgage, it sounds like a scam, and people might just pass on it.
And also, there seems to be, I think you touched on this in your article, there seems to be some people might be hesitant to apply for what they perceive as welfare.
Yes, yes. That's what a couple of people I talked to for the story said, that they were sort of conflicted about it.
And but it's not. It's a loan. It is a forgivable loan.
It is a forgivable loan, uh-huh. Yes. Well, the advocates for the program say that it's meant to be a bridge from unemployment to employment, just kind of like unemployment benefits are supposed to be a temporary lift. They say that for people who have fallen on hard times, this program is meant to help them keep their home rather than go into foreclosure. And it only lasts for a year or for 18 months in Indiana. So it's temporary in nature. And the hope is that the homeowner will be able to obtain employment and get their financial house in order while the state will make their mortgage payments.
Now, is there a sunset provision on this program? Is it going to shut down after a while?
Yes. At the end of 2017, the unspent money will be returned to the U.S. Treasury. It was ultimately this money came from the federal bank bailout, and so the money will return to the government if it is unspent by the end of 2017. But the federal government says we really want the states to spend it and not have any money left over, and both Kentucky and Indiana say that they do intend to spend that money and to not have it hanging around by the end of 2017.
Where do people go to apply for this, to get loans?
Okay, so if you are a Hoosier, it is 877-GetHope.org, and the phone number is 877-438-4673. And if you're in Kentucky, the website is ProtectMyKYHome.org, and the phone number 866-830-7868.
And we'll put up some links to the information at our website, WFPL. Chris Otz from the Courier-Journal, thanks for joining
us. Thank you very much.
We'll be back with our arts segment in just a moment. Aaron Keene's going to talk to a couple of folks who were in the Lincoln film, musicians. And that's straight ahead. This is Byline on WFPL.